For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, we're making mayhem in the land of Hyrule. It's Apathetic Enthusiasm. You never know what might happen. You never know what might happen in an episode. All bets are off. You could press a different button. You could come at things from a different angle. Uh-huh. This is Apathetic Enthusiasm. My name's Travis.
Hey, I'm Brandon. And yeah, sorry about the confusion there with the music. So I've got two buttons here, right? Well, I got multiple buttons, but there's two primary buttons. There's a green one and there's a blue one. Now, the green one is for the Rick and Morty podcast. The blue one is for Apathetic Enthusiasm because it was, you know, it's kind of our original colors, you know, as a more bluish thing.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So I accidentally, because the green one is closer, I thought to myself, well, Rick and Morty is more important and gets us more listeners, so that one should be at the top. But my brain messed that up and I went for the green one, which is a second button first. I pressed it. I forgot the colors and I was just like, press it. But then it didn't work. But in that split second of it not working, I was like, oh no, God, let me press the other button. And so then I thought that the first button that I pressed, the green one, actually was going off, but I didn't press it hard enough. So then I pressed it because I was like, I thought the music was going. But because it wasn't going, then it actually started it. And then it's chain reaction colors. It's like Simon, but...
Simon! Welcome to Apathetic Enthusiasm, the podcast where we bring you right into the heart of the creative experience.
Yes, Apathetic Enthusiasm. Well, if you want to know how to find us, you can do that in a few different ways. You can go to Twitter, where on Twitter you'll find him over at Jugglemino, you'll find me at Barnyard Cruise, and you'll find us both at Apathusiast. That's right. Now, you can get us an email over at apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com, where you can send us an email, where you can send us your numbers of push-ups that you've been doing this month so far, and we'll add it to our spreadsheet, and then I'll donate some money. Good news, I don't have to donate any money because no one sent us anything. You know, the kids have you to thank. Okay. Let's see what else. We have Instagram. We have a few other things. But I think that's about it, Travis. What's going on with you? How are you doing?
Instagrams.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do I sound all right to you?
Yeah, I think you sound all right.
I don't know. There's like a weird staticky thing that's happening. it's very mild.
Ask the group.
It's only when I talk. Do you guys hear that on Twitch? Let us know. Let us know in the chat. I'm doing good.
And I'll say this. If you want to let Travis know in the Twitch chat, be sure to go to twitch.tv/apatheticenthusiasm.
That's a good plug.
Where we record every night. Every night. If it's Monday.
That starts in M. We record. and then to the patrons over at patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. You guys are the real MVPs. If you want to catch post shows, go to our Patreon. or just support the show in any way, shape, or form. Happy to have you guys there. To answer your question, yes, I'm doing good. My arms are a little sore. My chest is a little sore from doing all them push-ups. Mm-hmm. I almost added my wife, Sheena, to our spreadsheet because randomly one day while I was doing push-ups, she dropped and just did like 10 push-ups. And I was just going to add her 10 push-ups for the month and just have this random column that just had her 10 push-ups for the month of May. But yeah, it's awesome. It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all good. Our count right now is you're up by 200. You're up by like 250, maybe push-ups.
It's not a competition, Brandon.
You're well ahead of me, but you're right. It's not a competition. I think I'm at like 1400 or something like that. I'm behind the curve when it comes to
days. 1285.
Yeah, that's right. No, I need to add some more.
And I'm at 1475 as of this recording.
Oh, okay. 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 Yeah, I have to add some more.
I'm gonna have to do some push-ups after we get done recording so that I can get to my average of 100 for the day.
Yeah.
Because I'm only at like 65 for today.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know.
And you're
at 50. So I don't,
you've been increasing your frequency, so.
Yeah, I mean, I do think there's like a mystery like 20 push-ups that got done at one point this month that I did not record, but they don't count if they're not in the spreadsheet. They just don't count.
They just don't count.
So
they just don't count. I actually have about 6,000 that I haven't recorded yet. So
you should really record those, Brandon. Yeah, You'd be done already.
I'll pop those in there. Probably on the 31st.
Anyway, do your push-ups, kids. You know, one thing that I'm not doing pretty much ever since I ran that marathon is running. I am doing some running, but long runs, they're not happening. So weird. I need you to motivate me. I need you to text me early in the morning and tell me to get out of bed so I can go run for it.
You wake up 2 hours before me. I'm not going to do that.
I know.
No,
set your alarm.
That's not going to happen.
Anyway, that's not what we're talking about in this episode. Excuse me. We're talking about things that came out in this last week. One of those things is a show that came out on Disney Plus that, if I'm being honest, I think I heard was coming out, but maybe once and wasn't really tracking or like paying attention to the fact that it was coming out soon, despite a general love and malaise. Appreciation for all things, a general malaise for all things Muppets. And that is Muppets Mayhem. This is a 10 episode series that just released on Disney Plus. And yeah, I don't know, Brandon, were you paying attention to this coming out or did this catch you by surprise?
Oh, it did. It didn't catch me by surprise. I was tracking that it was coming out. But here's the thing. We both love Muppets. We love some
general malaise for them. Yeah.
We love the Muppets in general, right? Like we made our own Muppets at one point in time. That's how much.
Listen, quarantine was a crazy time. All right.
I share the sentiment with some other friends and people that we talk to about modern Muppets just haven't, like, ever since the Muppet movie with Jason Segel, like, I've had a hard time like wanting to like stay with Muppets. Like, there's just something, there's something that is not quite there. And so Muppet, Electric Mayhem, like, okay, all right, I'll check it out eventually, right? And I honestly probably wouldn't have checked it out yet had you not started watching it this last weekend and be like, well, we do need something to talk about on the podcast.
The timing couldn't have been better because as I saw what's new on Disney Plus, I was like, oh, hey, this is a perfect thing for us to discuss on Monday. Text Brandon, hey, you should check out the show.
Yeah, which is what we do. I wasn't terribly excited about it. And then I watched an episode. And so here, before we get into what we think of the show. So here's the concept behind this new Muppet show. which is the Electric Mayhem, Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, which is what it used to be called. Longtime band for the Muppets. They're on the Muppet Show. They premiered with the Muppet Show way back in the day. And Animal is the drummer. You got Dr. Teeth. You got Lips eventually. You got Zoot. You got Janice. You got Floyd. Who am I missing? Am I missing somebody?
I think you named them all.
I think that's it. I think it's
Teeth,
it.
Animal, Floyd, Janice, Zoot, and Lips. Yeah. That's the band.
There it is. They were in modern times. Everybody loves them. They only go on tour. They've just been touring for the last almost 50 years. And this record label lady named Nora, she is going through the cold contracts for this record company that she works for, and she finds out, hey, they have signed a contract that says they owe the company an album, and they haven't recorded an album yet. Thus begins the plot of Muppets Mayhem, which is them trying to record an album over 10 episodes. And, you know, they get to it by 9 episodes, but that's not the point. there you go. That's the basic plot of it. So, Travis, I pass it over to you. What do you think about the coming in and watching the episodes?
I mean, generally, the premise, it's pretty straightforward. It's kind of on the nose. I would say in terms of like the writing for the show, some of it is just very matter of fact and not leaving too many surprises or anything. Like, you're going to struggle getting a bunch of hard rockin' Muppets to organize and stay on track to write an album or something. But with that, there were so many moments in the show that just cracked me up, or I thought were hilarious. Little bits, little gags. That it's a wrong show. It's fine.
You do that to me all the time.
And I think this is probably something with the Muppets that maybe as we, you know, enter into our 40s, Muppets are generally like kid friendly, right? And so they don't go as hard on some of the jokes as they might have way back in the early days.
Yeah.
But this show definitely drops in a lot of jokes that are very funny to adults and may go over a kid's head. And there were moments for me where I was cracking up at some of the things that they got away with in the show. The meta comedy, when they make fun of themselves, they make fun of the Muppets in general, they talk about Disney Plus or different things. A lot of that is really funny. And then they do different, like, I don't know, like homages to different classic rock and roll tropes. Whether it's an episode where they all get high, or the yeah. they make fun of the Beatles documentary that was on the front page of Disney Plus for like 6 months or something, and they do their own mockumentary almost to kind of making fun of that, things like that I really appreciate with the show.
Sure thing. I don't recall an example of like the adult type of humor. And it wasn't like adult humor necessarily. It was just like more mature, but I can't even like give like a good example of it.
It's still Disney Plus safe. Yeah. Right. It's not, but, the one that just pops into my head is later on in the season, the band is exposed to like social media and cell phones, and they kind of get addicted to it a little bit. And There's a scene where I think Floyd is like, hey, it looks like everybody's texting us emojis of their favorite foods. We should send them our favorite foods like eggplants and bananas and tacos and peaches and tacos.
Hot dogs. She's like, no, don't send any of those.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was cracking up at that, but you know, most kids aren't gonna, you know, put two and two together.
No. I do. What I really liked is the little bits and pieces of like referential humor. Well, like not even humor, but like drops and referencing the history of the Muppets and like little things like that. I had a good example of it. I mean, they bring up Kermit a couple times. There's like, oh, there's also the a very, very vague, vague reference. And it's not a Muppet reference, actually. In the Beatles mockumentary episode, Peter Jackson comes in at the very end. Spoiler alert. He comes at the very end and he's going to do a documentary. Peter Jackson made a movie back in the mid 80s called like Meet the Hopples. Ah, damn it. And it was an adult Muppet kind of movie. And it's like very crass and very inappropriate. And they make a joke about like, hey, how are they doing? I remember that night. He's like, I don't talk to him or whatever the joke was, but it's like, oh, look, that's canon in that world.
Yeah.
So I like little drops like that are sprinkled throughout.
You talk about Peter Jackson doing a cameo at the end of one of the episodes. And I think that was something that over the course of the series, I found really surprising is the level of cameos that they got for this show. The entire series is full of one-off scenes and guest appearances with a lot of like really famous people. I mean, it starts like in the first episode, like Ryan Seacrest, Tommy Lee plays himself.
Billy Corgan is in there from Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah. When I saw him, I was like, wait a minute. And he's just like hanging out like at a party with him or whatever. Yeah. I thought that was crazy. Cheech and Chong make an appearance. Kevin Smith, Danny Trejo. Yeah. when they
they paint that, his house. Paula Abdul. She's in there. Morgan Freeman shows up briefly.
I thought Morgan Freeman's appearance was amazing. I thought that was great. Weird Al shows up, yep. Although that's not too far off. I thought Ben Schwartz, his scenes working with Animal were pretty great. Just a lot of artists from across all genres of music. As well as different actors and things like that. All just, you know, doing little cameos. I thought it was great.
Yeah, yeah. Nicole Byers from Nailed It, the Netflix show, the comedian. And you also had Jack McBrayer, right, from 30 Rock, who was on there. Just a ton of folks. The lead singer of the Bengals made an appearance briefly.
Yeah. Lips taught her how to walk like an Egyptian.
Yeah. It was better back then. So like I love the cameos, and that's sticking with a Muppet tradition. There's like one scene that I like that I would have liked more of, which is they show a clip of the classic Muppet show. They pop in a clip of the classic Muppet show with Elton John on it playing music, and I was like, oh, that's really nice and nostalgic. But then they cut to the people characters that I wasn't interested in hearing their story.
Are they still showing the old Muppet show on Disney Plus? I wonder if that's still available to stream.
I don't know, actually. While you check that out.
I had a device in my hand that I could check.
While you check that out, I do want to clarify that it's Meet the Feebles, which came out in 89 by Peter Jackson. So anyway, if you're interested in finding that, go for it. We watched like the first 5-10 minutes of it, and it was I would have kept watching it, but it was a bad quality, like Tubi version. So
yeah, you can stream the Muppet Show. I'm assuming all seasons. There's five seasons. Yeah. So I don't know if that's all seasons, but you can stream 5 seasons of the original Muppet Show.
Got it.
On Disney Plus. So yeah. Yeah. Get your Muppet fix. You're done with the mayhem.
Do it.
I think between guest cameos, having famous guests on, and then the amount of music in the show, those really, to me, tie into the roots of what make the Muppets, right? So I think for those reasons, and as well as some of the writing and jokes and things, I do overall like the show. I thought it was fun. It's not S tier in terms of like what's available out there, but it, for a fun, goofy, easy to digest type of show, I think this is, and especially if you like the Muppets at all, I think this is definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, I mean, the episodes are 26 minutes long. They're not terribly long. And yeah, as you said, it's not S tier Muppets. It's you know, I give it a B plus. I'll give it a B. I think B plus maybe is a little too strong, but for me, for my taste. And here's the thing. Nothing against the main human actors in the Muppets.
Lily Singh,
mm-hmm.
or yeah,
Lily Singh and the guy who plays Moog, who I guess
that's Taj Mowry, who famously was like the little kid in Full House or whatever. Like he's been acting since he was like a baby.
Long time. And then the guy from Co-Workers, I think the
oh yeah.
The guy who plays JJ.
Yeah. That's Anders Holm.
Yeah, Anders Holm.
Yeah.
So what I will say is like the human characters were I know they're the emotional center, like we're supposed to latch onto them to get all the emotions. But I felt like all of the emotional moments with them in it, I was like, I don't care about your emotional moments. I want to know more about Dr. Teeth's emotional moments.
I want Dr. Teeth to have a breakthrough with his parents. enough of this, you know, love triangle nonsense.
I want to see baby animal, you know, like I want to see those moments. Question. Okay. So this is just a little bit of a side note. They do a lot of backstory for all of the band members. And one of the backstories is how Animal became a part of the band eventually. And so Floyd got Animal and then he became part of the band. Do you think it was Nanny who left Animal on Floyd's doorstep?
You're really putting the Muppet Babies canon on blast.
I'm just saying, baby Animal was left on Floyd's doorstep. I mean, come on. Unless
it's Animal. Unless he is a challenge.
Unless during a tour, like they're like, but when he was still too young, he's like, you know what? Let's put him in daycare. And that's when he met Scooter and Skeeter. Where is Skeeter anymore? I don't know.
I think he's like doing a podcast.
No, not Scooter. Skeeter, his sister, his Muppet baby sister.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh man! Oh, you gotta get up on this Muppet baby canon.
It's a tragic story, and not for this light-hearted podcast.
All right.
I just looked on Disney Plus again. I forgot that they did a reboot of Muppet Babies with like actual Muppetish Muppet Babies that wasn't just 2D animated.
Mm.
So you know that's a thing that exists
that is
in the Muppets verse.
in the Muppets verse, yeah. Also, so the cool thing about this show is all the music, as you mentioned, they so much so that they released the album. They actually released the Electric Mayhem album. It's on vinyl. It looks like a pretty cool vinyl, actually. It's like blue. It's kind of like cloudy. You can also listen to all their songs on Spotify as well, if you want to go out there. Yeah. Can you picture that?
Streamer. What?
Can you picture that?
Can you picture that?
I can't.
Yeah, I can. I can because I just looked it up.
That's right.
And I saw it on Spotify. Yeah, overall, good show. It's okay show. Decent show.
Yeah.
Fun. Watch it if you have nothing else to do.
About it. About as long as it took for us to record this talking about the show is how long it would take to watch the show. watch an episode.
And was that so hard? Huh? You got that. You got this far into the podcast.
Get over yourself.
If you have watched it, we'd love to hear what you think. If there are any of your favorite parts that we missed, feel free to leave a comment on this video or send us a response on any of the social things that we breezed through at the beginning of the show. Yeah, I'd love to hear about it. One other thing that I did while I had Muppets Mayhem on in the background is I played a new video game on my Nintendo Switch Lite.
Oh, I just noticed your shirt. I just noticed your shirt that you have on.
It's pre-coordinated, Brandon. that's right. Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Tears.
Tearing it up. That joke credit goes to Matt Thompson.
Thanks.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Thanks, Matt. Tears of the Kingdom came out, the highly, highly anticipated sequel to Breath of the Wild, the just critically loved Zelda game.
Lauded.
Nintendo Switch. Just lauded, highly lauded.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play a single minute of that game?
Yeah, I beat Breath of the Wild. It was a good game. I borrowed it from Jeremiah Skilton.
Another name drop. Just name dropping the randos tonight on AE.
I know a lot of names. I can't help it. But yeah, I played Breath of the Wild. It took me a while. Like I thought about buying it, but I get like this. I don't know why I get like this. Where the things I loved, I'm like, I have a hard time like being like, yeah, I want to play that. So I love the original Zelda stuff, Link to the Past, and then Ocarina of Time. And then I was like, nah, I don't need to play any Zelda games ever again.
They have peaked. I don't need to play anymore.
I do that with other games too, and other movies. And like, I just talked about it with the Muppets, right? Love being like, I'm kind of done with that. So Jeremiah let me borrow it. I played through it, played through it all. I enjoyed it a lot. And I was like, oh, okay, that was fun. Thank you. I got to play another Zelda game. When the announcement for Tears of the Kingdom. When I saw the announcement for that, I was like, oh, cool. I liked Breath of the Wild. And if this is a direct sequel to that, then I guess I'm in. I guess I'm in to play it. I thought about all weekend long going to a GameSpot or a Target and picking it up and getting the amiibo for it if I could find it. All weekend long I thought about it, but I didn't do it at all. But I also thought about getting the new Star Wars game. I didn't do that either. As a matter of fact, I did a whole lot of shit. I did nothing. And I'm proud of it. But you got to play the game. So what's up with it?
I did, and it was a game that I was going to wait on as well. I loved Breath of the Wild. But I was like, and hype around the office, so to speak, on this new game was at a fever pitch. I mean, everybody was talking about new game coming out. And I was like, yeah, I do want to play it. But like, I knew in a couple of months I was going to be doing a lot of traveling. And I was like, that's prime time for me to just load up the old Switch Lite, toss in the old backpack, and just cruise the streets of Hyrule, as it were.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to wait, but then my loving, caring, generous wife, who I definitely didn't refer to as my stupid wife on social media when I was talking to you.
Definitely didn't.
Definitely would never do that. She went out and bought it for me, like the amazing person that she is, and surprised me. And so, yeah, then I was balancing the moral allowances of it being Mother's Day weekend and me wanting to spend nearly every waking moment playing this game. So I think I balanced it all right. Hopefully, I think we'll see. Jury's still out? No. We had a great time. We had a great time this weekend.
Shut up. I did.
She's right behind me. No. I did get to play it. I played through. I feel like the same thing happened to me in playing Tears of the Kingdom as when the first time I played Breath of the Wild. It's where I grossly underestimate the scale of the game, right? Okay. You play the first part of Breath of the Wild where it's just like teaching you how to play. It's almost a tutorial, and you're just in that little like landlocked area, and you have to do a handful of shrines, and you like travel around, you get some equipment, and then you like jump off and never go back to that space.
That's right.
This game has the same sort of thing, except like you're way up in the air. And that took me like a day to get through. So, but yeah, I'm finally into Hyrule. I have like 4.5 hearts already.
Oh,
and,
look at you.
Starting with 3. I think I have 5 maybe. So not a lot of time invested into it. But the things that I really like about the game early on is They've kept everything that I liked about Breath of the Wild in terms of the exploration, the gameplay, the puzzles in the shrines, things like that. But then they've added this element of creativity in building where you can, and this is like the very first abilities that you get. You can take a significant amount of the stuff that is in the world, whether that's, you know, rocks, trees, like pieces of wood, and you can attach them and manipulate them and move them around and build all sorts of different things. And then there's this equipment where you can add wheels, you can add fans, you can create motion things. So there's all of these possibilities. Obviously, people online have gotten creative already with these possibilities. But
you might go on to YouTube right now and look up funny Tears of the Kingdom contraptions, and you'll see a statue with a gigantic set of balls and a log poking out. And if you shoot it with an arrow, it spits fire. It spits fire.
Yeah, and then it like explodes. Yeah.
And I saw another one put a log between two boulders and then beat a giant goblin with it. So, you know, the things you can do in this mature world.
The teens and the middle-aged men as well who are taking full advantage of creativity, really unleashing their creativity within the game.
I'm proud of them.
I also heard that somebody has basically turned Zelda into the latest version of Tony Hawk Pro Skater because you can shield slide. You could do this in Breath of the Wild where if you're like, you could like hop on your shield and slide down a hill.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you get to the bottom of the hill or whatever, you like lose momentum and then you stop. But there are mine carts in Tears of the Kingdom and you can attach a mine cart onto a shield.
Oh,
and then this basically gives you the ability to be Tony Hawk in Hyrule and you can grind on rails and do McTwists or something. I don't know that McTwists are an actual thing in Zelda, but yeah, as soon as you start doing that, Primus music starts for some reason. I don't know. It's weird.
Gerald was a race car driver, drove the goddamn fast, never did take the checkered flag, and never did come in last.
So yeah, I think that stuff's really interesting.
From sailing the seas of cheese, by the way, you know.
What?
Sailing the seas of cheese, you know, it's a Primus thing. Okay. Yeah, yeah. My Name is Mud is a really good one as well. But I love Winona's Big Brown Beaver. It's a good. It's a classic.
I've always said that about you.
It's a classic one. You know, Winona loved her big. You know, maybe I'll do that. It's on random. I'll do Winona's Big Brown Beaver.
Okay, sounds great.
Cool. I mean, make a note of that.
Make
I'll
a
forget
note.
Of it.
Make a note.
I'll forget it immediately.
Yeah. So again, the game has been out a relatively short amount of time for me. Who is a person that has other responsibilities. I did talk to some people at work today who have already put about 40 hours into the game. I was like, did you sleep? Did you eat food? Hopefully you did. Crazy, but, man. You know, obviously people have gotten very far into the game. If you're watching us on Twitch, I'm sure you could immediately stop watching us and go watch thousands of people playing this game right now.
I saw somebody say like they spent 60 hours to beat the game, and then I saw somebody who beat it in like 40 minutes already. A side note, I also saw news that somebody beat A Link to the Past in 4 minutes somehow.
Them speed runs,
them
crazy,
them glitchy speed runs, man. Life will find a way, as old Ian Malcolm used to say.
That's one thing about these newer Zelda games is the open world is truly pretty open and you can get to much harder areas of the game very quickly if you just run off in a certain direction.
Mm-hmm.
So the game really does encourage you to grind, if you will, build up yourself, build up your health, you know, learn how to use cooking and potions and things like that, as well as getting equipment to make yourself stronger, but then also just like learning the techniques of how to take on certain monsters and stuff. I spent a good probably 30 to 40 minutes trying to fight a giant rock creature with my like 4 hearts, and anytime it would hit me, it would immediately one shot kill me. And I was like, I think I could still take him. And I kept trying to beat him and just never getting hit. And I was just not very good at that. Mm. So eventually I moved on and then decided I'll come back later when I'm better at this.
When
game.
I have 5 hearts, that way I can get hit twice.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know that would work. But yeah, there's been fun little moments where I'll find this random rocket and just attach it to a platform and then send unsuspecting creatures rocketing off into the wild. And then just audibly laugh to myself. And then like my kids are at, What's so funny? Ah, nothing. You wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't get it. You're not old enough for this mature game.
Yeah. It's funny too. My son will walk over and be like, "Man, how'd you get so far already?" And I'm like, "How do you have any idea how far I am in this game? I don't know how far I am in this game." And I think I'm not very far at all.
YouTube.
So
YouTube. Yeah. YouTube tells
YouTube.
YouTube tells kids everything. You know, the other day, this is not a Zelda thing, but I in Rock Band every week they have challenges, and you're part of your Rock Band road crew, and you're trying to get points. There's three spotlight songs, and then there's a whole playlist of songs that you can get experience with your bandmates. Okay, well, these three spotlight songs are usually one of them is usually on disc, and then the other two you buy DLC. And I'm like, okay. Well, this week they were all DLC, and none of my bandmates could play the songs. They were all DLC. I'm like, all right, you know what? I got some petty cash. I'll buy the song. So I bought three songs, and one of the songs is by this band Ghost, and it's like Bloody Mary, but it's something about Mary. Anyway, it's.
Ben Stiller?
I started playing a song, and my 11-year-old was like, "Hey, I know that song." I'd never heard a song before in my life. And he's like, "Hey, I know that song." And he was singing along to it. And I was like, "Where'd you hear this?" He's like, I heard it on YouTube. Huh. He's like, "I really like this song." I'm like, "I've never heard it. Look at you. Look at you, kid."
Isn't that weird when your kids start to develop like culture and opinions outside of what you spoon feed them?
Yeah, I hate it. I didn't become a dad to let him have his own opinions.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
No, that is strange. That is strange. Anyways, so your kid probably saw it on YouTube. Is all I'm saying.
This is very possible.
I do. So I do want to play it. One of these days I will pick it up. Jeremiah lives nowhere near me, so I can't borrow it from him again. Well, maybe next time I'm up in the Northeast, I'll be like, "Hey, have it ready for me," and then I'll mail it back to you. I'm done.
Depending on how much time I take, maybe I can just give you my copy when I see you this summer.
Oh,
and then you can use it.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. So Nick,
or I'll still only have 5 hearts and be like, sorry. I gotta keep going.
Can't beat it. I'm at Ganon and I only have 5 hearts and he one shots me every time. So Nicky Chuck in the chat talking about the whole hesitation about the new Zelda might be too craft oriented to bog him down, and then saying about like Fallout 4 having to build his own settlement, realizing that it could be the whole game, too many options. What are your thoughts on that? Like, what do you say about the being too craft oriented?
I think there are definitely some puzzles that I have played that really require you to get a little creative and in crafting to solve some of the puzzles. Spoiler warning for one of the shrines that I will not speak specifically what it is, and it's not going to matter anyway. There's a shrine where you have to move a large sphere throughout the shrine and get it to the end. And it starts with a platform that has 4 wheels on it. You put the ball on the platform and you send it on its way, and it rolls across some lava. Very, very easy, not difficult. Next, you have to move it up to a high platform, and there is a block on a rail at an incline, and you can move it yourself, but anytime you let go, it immediately starts to roll back down. I was stuck on this for like 30 minutes, trying all these different designs to try and use the wheels, use the extra pieces of platform to get this block to move up the incline on its own. Till I was like, it's 11 o'clock at night. I need to sleep and I will not be able to sleep unless I figure this out. So I looked it up on YouTube and finally got a clue of, oh, I have to connect this wheel and then connect the board to the wheel. And the board acts as sort of like a paddle that will work its way up. I did not think of that at all. And I probably wouldn't have thought of that for a long time. So in that regard, I do think there are elements of craftiness or things where to beat certain parts of the game, you would have to figure that out. But if you got stuck, you could just do what I did and look it up on YouTube or something.
Yeah. But it's not too Fallout 4-y where you have to build your settlement. You have to do all that stuff in order to like continue with the game.
I haven't gotten that far to where there is any aspect of that. Everything else seems very much Breath of the Wild in terms of there's still existing settlements where you can go and rest and, you know, put your horses in stables and do all that kind of thing. There are a lot of just random construction pieces strewn about where, oh, this construction company is just leaving random pieces out there. But I think those are there just to allow you, if you want to make certain things or try different things out. It's the in-game method of here's some random supplies so that you can try and make whatever it is that you're, whatever giant phallic creature you're trying to build.
Yeah. This is a real quick aside, but I have to get it out before I forget. Going back to Muppet Mayhem, my least favorite episode of that is the very, very game-dropping Minecraft. There's an episode where they're in the virtual world and they're doing a show in Minecraft, and I couldn't be more disgusted by it. It was like, oh, come on. I know like the joke is that they sell out, like that's the Muppets thing, right? Like it's been their thing forever, but it was a little sellouty.
A little bit, yeah. It was. I liked them in mocap suits. I liked Animal trying to eat the ping pong balls off the mocap suit.
Yeah, Joe Lutruglio was there helping them doing the engineer stuff from the state. Haven't seen him in anything else other than the state.
Yeah, certainly not Brooklyn Nine-Nine or anything.
Definitely not. Certainly not.
Nope. Certainly. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I could talk about Zelda more, but really, you should just go out and play it. Yeah. If you have a Switch, if you have any interest, the odds of this not being game of the year are probably pretty low. I mean, there's some other contenders out there, new Spider-Man game coming out. But just the amount of appeal across a broad audience for this game, I think gives it a good chance to be well-liked. I'm enjoying it so far. Hopefully you pick it up at some point, or I'll loan you my copy.
Okay.
But if you're playing it right now, and you just said that you are in the chat, let us know what you think about it. If there's anything you don't like about it, other than me being terrible at video games and dying over and over again, I'm having a great time.
Good.
I really enjoy it. If only I could not have to deal with like having a full-time job or things, so I could just focus on playing it more.
Tell me about it. Well, Jedi. Yeah, Zachmo mentioning Jedi Survivor. So that's the other game I want to pick up. I've heard that's a game of the year contender as well. You didn't play the first one, I don't think.
I did a little bit. I didn't play through the whole thing, but I played through, you know, about an hour to 2 hours of it. Yeah.
Okay. So that's enough to know that you loved it more than your kids. Yeah.
Totally. So much so that I did not buy the second game at all.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to love anything that much, right? Because if you get that much love, then
mostly that little droid. That little droid is adorable. And I would 3D print a full-size replica if I had an FDM printer.
Why don't you just get the Lego set for it?
Because it's not movie quality. It'll look like a Lego.
Yeah, that's true.
I want a cosplay quality one that I can put on my back and walk around San Diego Comic-Con with.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's cool. Speaking of Lego sets, there's an Atari one that is so super cool.
Yeah, one of the guys I work with has it in his office.
Oh, really?
And it's like a huge flex. And then he told me he like won it at like a convention. And I was like, how dare you?
F you. If you're listening to this, I hate you. And don't ever listen again. You banned.
I don't listen to this.
I know. Who does? Yeah.
the people in chat do.
Oh, yeah.
So we appreciate you. We really do.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think that will do it for the show. We talked about Zelda for a long time. We talked about Muppet Mayhem. You know, if you care about those things, you want to tell us about what you thought about those things, shoot us a note over on Twitter at Appethusiast or me at Barnyard Cruz, Travis at Jugglemino. Email.
I check it like once a week, maybe.
Do all tweets. Yeah. I may not get to it right away because I get tagged in the Mutant Fam tweets now, and then it gets retweeted, and then people are responding, and so my phone is just like voot 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 voot. I'm like, oh, something. No, yeah, it's a May birthday tweet that I'm tagged in, which is cool. Like, I'm glad to be part of it. But I end up having to mute it because I'm like, oh, I'm not a May birthday. Wait till August.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like this video, subscribe, do all those things. Leave a comment. Let us know what you think. We're going to go do the Twitch only post show, that you can also find on our Patreon if you're a Patreon subscriber. So look forward to that. If you want to be part of the post show, be part of the show, make sure you're following us on Twitch Monday nights. And yeah, that'll do it for this episode. Until next week, I'm Travis.
And I am Brandon. Thank you for listening.
Well, all right. All right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.